Greetings. We are not standing in the earth defending ourselves from the enemy. The enemy is defending himself against us because we are dispossessing every power of death in our lives by the power of God's grace. As leaders, we set an example that others can follow, and we live to inspire others to lay hold of God's grace to overcome in all things. We are storming the gates of hell with the gate of heaven as the body of Christ in the earth. The influences of the realm of the dead are being eradicated by an invasion of the gate of heaven's life. We must walk in God's grace and stand so that we will possess the inheritance of the earth beneath our feet. The armor of grace is the testimony of God's love in our lives. We know one Lord, one desire of heart that empowers us to be the generations of His testimony. He picked us. He loves us. Our future testimony and posterity is made known by the truth of His love. A revelation of His love is giving us a new want to for the empowerment of our commitment to God in Christ. We can boldly come and say, "Here I am." We are the little I ams in the big I am of Christ. We have been granted repentance unto life that frees us from every dead work of the flesh. We are alive in Christ. We are loved. We live from our hearts with works that speak of our faith toward God. Our wisdom is not found in the strength of our own works, but in the empowerment of works that testify of our love for God and witness to our faith towards God in all things. It is through a right relationship with and a dependency upon God that we live from our hearts with faith towards Him. It is the grace of the Spirit of wisdom that reveals our royal and priestly roles in life. Ephesians 6:15, "And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Peace is not the absence of conflict. It is the presence of God in every situation. Walking in peace is responding to God who gives us His word and spirit in all things. This is the testimony of the spirit of understanding. True understanding comes from responding to the presence of God in our lives. This piece of armor is not just peace, but it is the readiness of the gospel of peace. What does that mean? It means that when the devil comes and says that we are separated from God, the readiness of the gospel of peace says no. There is no separation between us and God. We must walk by the leading of God's peace in our hearts. It is a response-level relationship with Him, and it is the way to true understanding in all things. By this, the testimony of heaven becomes our testimony on earth. When we walk in that understanding, we will be able to maintain our peace with God, even when the devil comes with his deceiving wiles. If we have our feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace, we'll jump up like Phinehas did in Numbers chapter 25. We'll drive a spear right through any accusing work of the flesh. Our peace, our ability to be one with God, is not by our actions, but only through the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus Christ. But we must be quick to execute judgment on any temptation or action that would cause us to enter into any work of the flesh that would separate us from our oneness with God in Christ. The flesh is not bad, it is good, but the works of the flesh will separate us from life and peace that we find in Christ Jesus. The law of the Spirit says that we must set our minds upon the things of the Spirit and not the things of the flesh. We are all tempted at times, but it is the action that we take both in our thoughts and deeds that determines whether we will remain one with God or choose to create a gap in our relationship. James 1:13-16. The choice is ours. God says that He will never leave us or forsake us, but our walk in life will determine whether we will leave Him and thus create a gap by not having our feet shod with the readiness of the gospel of peace. It is the peace of God that guides our steps in life. It is an inner knowing that we are walking in a path that is one with God. There is no inner check or hesitation. This is perhaps the strongest witness to the inner voice of God in our hearts. When we walk in the peace of God, the evidence will be seen in the footsteps of our lives. Something is dripping off of our feet that reveals our heavenly position in Christ. We were once submerged in the bitterness of life, but now there is a response to God from our hearts that overflows with the testimony of His Holy Spirit. We are submerged in the grace of His understanding. We were once of the ungodly nations of the world, but now we are a holy nation before our God. We stand under His submersion with the grace of the Spirit of understanding to bring His life to the world. The testimony of His house in heaven is the reality of the peace that we bring to the world in which we live. Food for thought, Ted J. Hansen.